Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works.
And good evening. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for being here. Our number today, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, 844-236-6010 is our number. We love hearing from you on The Bright Side. Yesterday I offered a jug of Beyond Tangy Tangerine to anybody who could tell me what the body's largest organ is, and no, it's not the skin. The body's largest organ is a very interesting structure that not a lot of people know about. If you know what that is, give me a call, 844-236-6010, and I will get you a Beyond Tangy Tangerine on me, Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.5. If you want to enjoy Beyond Tangy Tangerine and you don't know the answer to our trivia question, which is not so trivial, you can call 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. And order Youngevity products. You can also go to my website, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, and order Youngevity products right off the website. You can also sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team if you so desire to start a Youngevity business and be part of the Bright Side Ben team. If you want to be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement field and help change the world at the most powerful and fundamental level there is, the level of good health and nutrition, and make some money at the same time, or if you just want to get your Youngevity products at the wholesale price for a one-time fee, you can be a distributor and be in business for yourself. Call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. That's the phone number for the Bright Side Ben team. And you can also click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Our number today, 844-236-6010. We're going to talk to Nikhil Torsikor at the bottom of the hour. Nikhil is a very interesting story to tell. He's a tech guy. He's a marketing guy and a tech guy. And he started to experience depression, even though his life was real good. And he got into Deepak Chopra and meditation. And he changed his life. We're going to talk about meditation and depression and some of the work of quantum healing, Deepak Chopra's work. I started listening to Deepak Chopra back in the 1980s. He was the first guy, the first health professional that I heard talk about endocrinology and the chakras, the relationship between hormones and the scientific aspect of hormones and the metaphysical aspect of the chakras. The chakras are the centers in the body in Eastern mysticism, and there's a relationship between the chakras and endocrinology and the hormones. And he was the first medical... I knew about it as a dabbler in metaphysics, but he was the first medical professional I heard talk about that, and it really blew me away. Back in the, we're talking 1988 and 1989, that time period, I bought a cassette series called Magical Mind, Magical Bodies. Remember those cassette series that used to come out back in the 80s, these self-help cassette series they had? And self-help and some of the new age ideas that are so commonplace and we take for granted today, nobody really knew about that stuff back in the 80s. It was kind of sort of a hidden secret. The idea that you could create your own reality and that there was a mind-body connection and there's a relationship between Eastern mysticism and medicine and the Western medicine, we'll say. Deepak Chopra was one of the first guys, maybe the first guy to really make that popular. And his tape series, Magical Mind, Magical Body, was really, really instrumental in helping me form my worldview. Now, cut to the chase, 40 years later or 30 years later, 35 years later. I still listen to Deepak Chopra, and I still think the guy's awesome. His ideas about meditation are so fundamental. And listen, this guy, sometimes it's easy to forget because he doesn't really talk about it so much, but he is a hardcore Western endocrinologist. Yes, he talks about meditation and mind-body and spirituality a lot these days, but it's easy to forget. That guy is trained in endocrinology, in hormone chemistry. He's a true scientist. Medical scientist. It's too bad there's not a lot more medical professionals like that, although maybe there are more. They're becoming more and more common, but still, he's still on the cutting edge. If you can get any Deepak Chopra books, get them. Quantum Healing. Some of his older books are sort of passé now because we understand a lot of that stuff. It's not as revolutionary, but I still read his books, and seems like he's got a new one coming out every year. Anyway, Mikhail Chorsakor at the bottom of the hour. I want to continue talking about the skin, this really misunderstood organ. I got a whole bunch of letters I'm going to read today from my Truth Treatments website. By the way, you can check out my True Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. And for those of you who don't know, I have opened up a compounding pharmacy for the skin where we compound skin health products for folks who have skin diseases and also for estheticians and MediSpas, Truth RX Dermatology Pharmacy. So I had a whole bunch of notes, emails today. My marketing team unloads them on me every Sunday, and I got a whole bunch of them here. And I'll read a couple of them in a moment, but the idea behind them is that people don't understand their skin. We don't understand this thing that's on the outside of our body. It's the only organ that we can see, but it is the most misunderstood of all our organs. Other organs, we maybe don't understand anything, but the skin, we misunderstand. We look at the skin, and we immediately think if we have a skin problem, we immediately think that it's a skin problem. Psoriasis, classic example. I got a note from a gal today. I'll read this in a second. But before you get in that, I want to talk about something that you don't hear a lot about. It's something called sphingolipids. That's spelled S-P-H-I-N-G-O-L-I-P-I-D-S. Sphingolipids. Cool sounding name. I bet you haven't heard of them. Sphingolipids are everywhere. All organisms. All eukaryotes, all advanced cells work with sphingolipids. Sphingolipids are precursors to skin health molecules. If you're not making sphingolipids correctly, or if you're not able to metabolize or break down sphingolipids, you're going to have dry skin. Now, yesterday I said nobody should have dry skin, yet everybody has dry skin. Clearly, there's something wrong. And nothing highlights our misunderstanding of skin more than the way we treat our dry skin. I'm going to say this. This might blow people away here. It always does when I say this and when I do my presentations. I'm going to say this right now. The dumbest thing you can put on dry skin is a moisturizer. How do you like that? The dumbest thing you could ever put on your dry skin is a moisturizer. Number one, it's not going to help. Except for maybe temporarily make your skin feel softer. But it's not going to help moisturize. There's no moisture. You're not going to get moisture from a cream or a lotion or a moisturizer. And number two, you're going to shut down your skin's natural moisture factors, your skin's ability to moisturize itself, assuring that you will always have dry skin. That's why everybody has dry skin and everybody uses moisturizers. Because the moisturizers are making the dry skin worse. And then we go out and we look for more and more moisturizers. Then we go out and look for stronger and stronger moisturizers, and guess what that does? That makes the problem worse. So if you don't know about sphingolipids, and you don't understand how to work with sphingolipids, the chances are pretty good you're not going to be able to correct your dry skin. So what the heck are sphingolipids and why are they important? Well, we'll talk about that when we come back from our break. I'll tell you how you can get them into your system more effectively when we come back from our break if you're dealing with dry skin or any unhealthy skin. And then I want to read a couple letters. Mikhail Torsakar coming up at the bottom of the hour. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back on the bright side right after this.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. I'm pharmacist Ben. Nikhil Torsakar at the bottom of the hour. We'll finish up here on sphingolipids and then read a couple of letters. And then And then we'll get your calls, 844-236-6010. So these little molecules called sphingolipids play a major role in health and disease in general, in all inflammatory conditions, in brain health, in mental health, brain health conditions, neurological conditions, we'll say. Parkinson's, for example, has a sphingolipid connection. The neurology depends on nerve cell health. Neuron health depends on sphingolipids. But in the terms of the skin, sphingolipids have been shown to do some really important things for skin health, and many, if not all, skin diseases have a sphingolipid deficiency component. Now, sphingolipids are made in the skin. The reason sphingolipids are so important is because they get turned into something that you may have heard of called ceramides. I'll spend some time talking about ceramides in some coming Bright Side episodes. If you've heard of a product called CeraVe gets its name from the ceramides it contains, and ceramides are now one of the biggest things in salon and dermatology skincare, even though the average person still hasn't heard of ceramides like they haven't heard of sphingolipids. Sphingolipids get turned into ceramides. Sphingolipids get metabolized to form ceramides, which act as barrier strengtheners and act as moisturizing elements in the skin. This is so important because we're all putting moisturizers on to address a problem that's biochemical, that's underneath the skin, and we're putting this smearing gook on top of our skin to take care of a problem that is really biochemical and a sign of poor health. Dry skin is a sign of poor health. Dry skin is a sign that you may be on the road to other horrible diseases. I'm not saying dry skin is a horrible disease, but you're on the road to horrible diseases. You could be on the road towards autoimmunity if you have dry skin. You could be on the road to heart disease if you have dry skin. You can be on the road to, God forbid, cancer if you have dry skin. So dry skin is a sign you're not making molecules correctly. Why don't you make molecules correctly in the skin? Why don't you make sphingolipids correctly? Why aren't sphingolipids being converted into ceramides correctly? Well, a couple of reasons. First of all, deficiencies, especially in fats, especially in essential fatty acids. There's a reason why essential fatty acid deficiency is associated with dry skin, and a lot of that has to do with sphingolipid dysfunction. There's a reason why essential fatty acids treat dry skin. Taking them orally, taking your Ultimate EFAs orally, taking Udo's Blend orally, eating essential fatty acid rich foods, I'll tell you a few here in a minute, can help with your dry skin. It can help you by providing you the raw materials to make moisture factors or to convert sphingolipids into ceramides. The second important factor that prevents the sphingolipids from being turned into ceramides that causes dry skin is inflammation. And not the kind of inflammation like a black eye, not the kind of inflammation like a swollen ankle, not the kind of inflammation that you can see, microscopic inflammation, inflammation that's invisible to the naked eye, microinflammation, not macroinflammation, microinflammation that occurs underneath the surface of the skin accounts for problems on the surface of the skin. That's what I'm telling you, that the skin is so misleading. We see the surface of the skin. We don't see the micro factors underneath the surface of the skin that cause the problem on the surface of the skin. And we treat the surface failingly, without results. And then we get frustrated. And that's why this gal wrote me a letter today. She says, my adult son is suffering from psoriasis, which he has had since he was 3 years old. What is that telling you right there? He's got a digestive problem. I asked her. I called the gal up. She's like, left me your phone number. I said, does your son have a digestive problem? Oh, yeah. How did you know that? Well, because he's had it since he was 3 years old. What the heck can go wrong with a kid when they're 3 years old except digestion? On the skin, anyway. Or as far as skin diseases go. He's now 35 years old and having severe issues with psoriasis on his scalp, burning, itchy, flaking. I'm sure the stress is not helping. Well, yeah, that's true. Anyhow, we're looking for something to help ease his condition and his pain. He has used shampoos with the coal tar, but they do not seem to work. No kidding. Any suggestions would be most appreciated. So I told her, I said, eliminate problem foods, use digestive supplements, including probiotics, digestive enzymes, and bile salts. What is that going to do? That's going to correct the inflammatory condition, the microinflammation, that is preventing the chemistry from proceeding accordingly. And then I said, use fatty nutrients, essential fatty acids, cod liver oil, vitamin A, D, E, also fatty minerals, zinc, and selenium. That's how you take care of psoriasis, people. As far as sphingolipids go, you can eat sphingolipids. Dietary sphingolipids have been shown to improve the skin barrier. Dietary single lipids have been shown to upregulate the production of ceramides, to increase the production or improve the production of ceramides. So where do you get dietary single lipids? Eggs. They're the nature's best source of dietary single lipids is eggs. You'll also find them in soy. You'll also find some in grains. Some, they're pretty much ubiquitous, but most of the best sphingolipid-containing food, or the richest sphingolipid-containing food, is eggs. Dairy also will have some sphingolipids in it, too. Eggs and dairy are probably your two best sources. And then, of course, as I say, soybeans are also a source of sphingolipids. As far as eggs go, the perfect skin food, the perfect health food, the perfect cell food. And the poor, poor demonized egg that people are terrified of eating. To this day, they're terrified of eating. All right, 844-236-1610, Nikhil Torsikar at the bottom of the hour. Let's see what our friend Dorian has to say. What's up, Dorian?
Hi, Ben.
How you doing,
How
man?
How are you doing?
I'm good.
Well, thank you.
What's going on?
I have my question is quite fundamental, actually. It's a question from my dad. His doctor prescribed him statins.
Okay.
And I was telling him all the negativity associated, and he told me that...
He asked you, what medical school did you go to, Dorian? Is that what he said?
Yes.
How come you're such a smart guy, Dorian? Did he ask you that?
Well, he knows where I get my information from.
I hope I'm not in trouble.
I listen to lots of the health advice that you guys provide.
Okay.
And he wanted me to ask you for a natural alternative.
Niacin. Niacin is the best. Niacin works just as good as a statin drug. Here's the deal. Why would niacin work for cholesterol? Well, I'll tell you why. Because niacin addresses cholesterol at the core, at the root of the problem. Why do people have elevated cholesterol? It's not because the body's stupid and isn't making out cholesterol like crazy for no reason. Why does the body make cholesterol? It makes cholesterol because cholesterol is a building molecule. So the body has been tricked into thinking it's supposed to build. If you're a bodybuilder, if you're a weightlifter, your body will make more cholesterol because cholesterol is a building substance. It's an anabolic substance. Anabolism means building. And when you take a statin drug, you reverse the anabolic process. You keep the body from building. The question is why does the body feel like it needs to be building when it's not building? Your dad's not working out weights. Your dad's not out in the gym every day, is he? Your dad's probably just a normal average, 60-year-old guy, probably 70-year-old guy.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Right? So why is his body freaking out and making all this cholesterol? Because he's tricked his body, his biochemistry, he's tricked it. He's played a trick on it. You know what that trick is? The trick is some signal that he's putting into his system that's telling the body it's supposed to be building. What do you think that is? I'll give you one guess. What is he putting in his body that's tricking his body and the thinking it's supposed to be building? It's called sugar. Cholesterol is a sugar issue, and niacin helps the body process sugar. Helping the body process sugar is the trick to dealing with cholesterol without doctors and drugs or statins.
Mm-hmm.
Help the body handle sugar. It's associated with blood sugar problems. Dorian, got to go. Thanks for your call. Nikhil Torsikar is coming up next. You're listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back after this.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Russia could invade Ukraine at any moment, according to a senior advisor to President Biden. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan was making the rounds on the Sunday morning talk circuit in Washington, including to ABC's This Week.
He has put himself in a position with military deployments to be able to act aggressively against Ukraine at any time now, and we are working hard to rally our allies. to provide material support to the Ukrainians, to reinforce our eastern allies, in particular Poland and Romania and the Baltic states.
Sullivan added that Russia has assembled at least 70% of the military firepower it likely intends to have in place by the middle of the month. He adds that the conflict would come at an enormous human cost. At the box office this weekend, it was Jackass Forever that topped the list. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Florida Senator Marco Rubio reacting to what his party did this past week. In case you missed it, the Republican National Committee voted to censure Representatives Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger for participating in the House-led investigation into last year's attack on the Capitol. On CBS's Face the Nation, Rubio said that those who committed crimes on that day should be prosecuted, while slamming the January 6th commission in the process.
This commission is nothing but a partisan tool designed to go out and smear and attack and get their hands on as many people as they can, including people that weren't in Washington on January 6th.
Rubio did not have a direct comment on the censuring of his party mates from across the rotunda. Queen Elizabeth II remembered the past and sought to cement the future of the monarchy as the United Kingdom marked the 70th anniversary of her rule. The monarch expressed a sincere wish that Prince Charles's wife Camilla should be known as Queen Consort when her son succeeds her as expected. With those words, Her Majesty sought to answer once and for all questions about the status of Camilla. Some people online have fun after a New Zealand woman put her husband up for sale.
Linda McAllister listed her husband for sale after he went for a last-minute fishing trip, leaving her alone with the kids. In her description, McAllister described her husband as loyal, provided he's fed and watered, but added he would require house training and she doesn't have the patience for it.
That's USA Radio's Chris Barnes, and I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back on the bright side. I'm Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us. We are on the air weekend, Saturdays and Sundays, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find a search box with I think 12 years or so of archive programs. If you miss a program, you want to review a program, or if you want to get some information and share it with someone, go to brightsideben.com, hit the search box, or you can also purchase Youngevity products at brightsideben.com. You can sign up to join the Brightside Ben team at brightsideben.com as well, or you can call 866-735-2470, or you can check out my blog, pharmacistben.com. We got to join the team link there, as well as criticalhealthnews.com, where we have videos and blog posts and news stories and interviews and lots of great health information, all free. BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, and CriticalHealthNews.com. Don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products as well, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues. TruthTreatments.com is where you'll find all our Truth Skin Health products made without preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products. You notice I said health, because Truth Skin Health products are health products for your skin. They're nutritional supplements for your skin. What I discovered was, as you guys know, healing is beauty. Health is beauty. Always, health is beauty. And a good skincare product will be a good skin health product. And you can use all our Truth treatments on cuts and scrapes and burns, on your baby's diaper rash. You can even use our Truth Skin Health products on cats and dogs if they have a burn or they have eczema or some kind of rash. Truth Skin Health products are all available at TruthTreatments.com, TruthTreatments.com. All right, I'm looking forward to speaking to our guest today. Nikhil Torsikar discovered the power of introspection and meditation to deal with depression. He also discovered the wisdom of Deepak Chopra, and as you guys know, I've been listening to Deepak Chopra for a really long time, and a lot of the things I talk about are things I first heard about from Deepak Chopra back in the 1980s. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Nikhil Torsikar. Nikhil.
Hey, Ben. How are you doing?
Hey, good to talk to you. So, tell us a little bit about your story. Bipolar disorder, depression, highs and lows, and then I want to hear how you came to discover meditation and the power of Deepak Chopra and quantum healing. But tell us first how you got it. Tell us some of the stuff that you were dealing with.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. Well, first off, thanks again for having me, Ben. It's really enjoy your program and enjoyed the discussion you had with my wife and partner, Shelley Sue, a couple months ago.
Awesome.
So just dovetailing on that, yeah, as she had mentioned in her talk, you know, Shelley and I have been married for about 20 years now, and for about 20 years I have been suffering from undiagnosed bipolar disorder. I finally got the diagnosis about 6 years ago when I was 40, but really had suffered from a lot of, as you just mentioned, you know, the highs and the lows. And there was a lot of anxiety, I think, because it's one of those things where you know there's an issue, you know there's something amiss, but you can't quite put your finger on it.
Mm.
And so I think through a lot of reflection, through a lot of humility, through a lot of just sort of acknowledging what was, as they say, hiding in plain sight, decided to sort of, you know, face the music, look at how this disorder had been impacting me, not just me, but the lives of my family, you know, my physical health. And with Shelley's help, was able to find some answers through a diagnosis. And initially, the journey started with just getting stabilized through various medications, through cognitive behavioral therapy. And I think that was very effective to a certain extent, but really to make this a, you know, something that sticks, make this a lasting treatment, really meditation, mindfulness, and just really optimizing that brain-body connection is really what has carried me through, and I think has really you know, been a game changer in my life.
So meditation is kind of a loaded word. It means so many different things to so many different people. And I always, you know, people ask, well, what is meditation? I have my own story. I have my own definition of it. I know what it is. But what? How do you mean meditation? What does that mean to you? And what is your specific practice?
Yeah, so when you're absolutely right. I mean, meditation is such a multifaceted term, but for me, I mean, I always start and I think about just the pace that that we live our lives in the modern world, just with technology, just with social media, just with keeping up with the Joneses. It's a very busy world, and obviously all that busyness seeps into our internal dialogue, our internal monologue, and the way we process the world. And so for me, meditation is just turning down the volume on that internal monologue, and just, you know, really getting more in tune with your body and just the processes, because Might be jumping ahead a little bit, but one of the favorite sayings of Deepak Chopra that I love is that the body is not a noun, it's a verb, it's a process.
Yeah.
And really, you know, I always think of us as, it's really a two-way street, but I mean, I like to think of the brain as the conductor, and then the body is the orchestra. And really, it's imperative that, you know, you sort of take that proactive approach and try to quiet the thoughts in your mind, because that's going to help you to manage, manage a lot of the physical ailments that you might experience. So,
hang on to that thought, because that's really powerful what you just said. You said controlling the thoughts in your mind will help you manage the physical, your physical stuff. So by implication, that means the physical stuff is related to the thoughts in your head. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely, absolutely.
That's powerful.
Absolutely. Because when you think about it, simple thing like the breath, Ben. I mean, it's just something. This is not. This is not a complex organic chemistry equation. This is not some complex, sonata that you're trying to play on a violin. This is a very simple yet powerful entity in managing our health, because everybody obviously knows how to breathe, but I think it's just something that we don't pay enough attention to. And the breath really impacts the rest of your body, you know, in terms of how the blood circulates to the different organs, just in terms of how you metabolize food. And so I bring that up because, for me, meditation is very, I wouldn't say it's oversimplified, I wouldn't say it's overcomplex. I'm kind of in the middle of the road, but really it's just about, you know, spending an additional 15 minutes every morning with just either listening to a guided meditation, whether it's on an app through something like Calm or Headspace, or Deepak Chopra, that's another app. But basically, it's just paying attention to the breath, and depending on the different types of meditation, you know, it's taking in a breath, 4 seconds, holding 4 seconds, and then
Hang on to that thought. We got to take a commercial break, but the breath is extremely fascinating for a couple reasons. Number one, what you're talking about, but also because anytime you pay attention to anything in your body, you activate your parasympathetic nervous system, and that plays a really important role in this whole, everything you're talking about. We got Nikhil Torsikar with us, more with Nikhil on meditation and depression and anxiety and mind-body right after this break.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me. Your handy chains dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We are back on the Bright Side. I'm Farm Stem. We're talking to Nikhil Torsekar about mind body connection and the power of meditation for dealing with mental health issues. So, Nikhil, before I break your time at the breath and paying attention to the breath and watching the breath, and that's incredibly valuable, obviously, but I think it's valuable because you're paying attention. It's not so much the breath as much as it's the paying attention. What do you think?
If you're able to, I think a lot of times we tend to overthink our everything. We tend to kind of be our worst enemy. And I think that people either are stuck in the past or they're stuck in the future, and really we lose sight of the present. And I think you're absolutely right. I think when we pay attention to something as fundamental as the breath, it sort of anchors our focus, and it helps to. I just think we think a lot more clearly and a lot more effectively when we have that kind of focus.
Yeah, it seems like our lives we miss out on the power of attention. And that's our most precious resource, is our attention. And we kind of let our attention, like, fly around on its own, don't you think? Instead of, like, marshaling our attention or somehow directing our attention, we let it just flit around for whatever bright, shiny object happens to be in our way. What do you think about that?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And I think that, as I said before, I think the rest of the body kind of follows cues from that focus, as they say. What is it? Where attention goes, energy flows.
Uh-huh.
And
that's
I think
great.
Because of that, there's a lot of processes that tend to, it's almost like a domino reaction, because if you're not metabolizing food properly, then you're going to, incur a lot of metabolic issues. There's going to be issues with gut health, nutrition, and it's just, it can really sort of kickstart a lot of unintended consequences. So, yeah, I think that anchoring your attention on the breath is something that can really pay dividends from a health perspective.
Do you think inelegant use or ineffective use or unsophisticated use of attention is behind mental health problems?
That's a great question. Yeah, I think that one of the most important tools out there, in addition to meditation, I think is metacognition.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of times...
Hang on. Describe that, because that's a really cool word. I like that. Metacognition. What do you mean by that? Being aware of being aware, kind of, right?
Absolutely, yeah. It's basically how we think about how we're thinking, or how we think about our thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And so, for instance, if you get passed over for a promotion at work, you can really start beating yourself up. You can say, I'm a fraud, I'm a failure. Mm-hmm. A lot of people suffer an imposter syndrome.
Yeah, right.
That's one option, and especially, you know, in this day and age with social media, I mean, I think people are so tethered to this view that, you know, everyone else has this amazing life and, you know, I'm just such a loser. So I think that the metacognition can be so important because, again, incorporating the breath aspect, you know, it's about taking a step back, taking a deep breath, as they say, and then looking at other mitigating factors, you know, looking at, you know, maybe the competition was more fierce this year, or, and then the other thing is permanence, you know, just seeing that maybe this is, instead of seeing this as a permanent trend, seeing this as just a bump in the road, and this is just a sort of mm-hmm. fact of life, and it's something that you'll overcome. So I think that, yeah, just sort of taking a little bit more of a measured view and not being so fatalistic, and it goes also for good things in life, you know. When things go up, we sometimes tend to think that we're on easy street and nothing will ever go sour again, and that can be just as dangerous, you know. So it's all about, again, focusing on the breath, focusing on just taking a long view, I guess you could say, and just really maintaining focus on the present will definitely help mitigate a lot of the issues that people with mental illness face on a day-to-day basis.
If thought is so important and so fundamental to health as well as disease when it comes to mental health or emotional health, we'll say, or emotional disease, how about the idea of, like, why do we believe our thoughts? Why do we just assume that what we're thinking is correct? Have you ever thought about that, or have you ever examined that or investigated that? Don't you think investigating, like, why we're paying attention to our thoughts, don't you think that's, like, a fundamental tool or technique that you can use to address the dysfunction of thinking?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really helpful to have a good sounding board. And I think that's, for me, honestly, what really helped me through the mental illness, because what I'm saying about sort of having that extreme view, not only negative but also positive, that factors into people with bipolar disorder who go through manic episodes where they feel like they're on top of the world. They feel that everyone else around them is a mere mortal who can't operate on the same higher plane, I guess you could say. And so I think that is really important, too, is to have people in your corner who have seen you through the years, who have seen you, your highs and your lows, and they can be the sounding board. And they, to you know, echo what you said earlier, is just how you're thinking about your thoughts and maybe seeing that, you know, maybe you are taking on a little too much at work, or maybe you are trying to, you know, just you're trying to sort of live outside your means a little bit, I guess you could say. And sort of bring you back into orbit, I guess, would be a good way of putting it.
All right, playing devil's advocate here. If most of your thinking is subconscious, comes from a subconscious place, do you really think that you can address it through conscious techniques?
So when I think about subconscious, I don't know if this is kind of where you're going, but subconscious, I think there's a lot of... there's a lot of stored trauma, I think, from
that you're not aware of. That you're not aware of. It's subconscious. By definition, it's subconscious. Sub-awareness.
It gets a lot into, you know, the epigenetics of everything and looking at our DNA. And really, because I think when people think of DNA, you know, they just think of it as this finite, you know, sort of esoteric scientific concept. But really, I think there was a study that says that, you know, disease is actually, I guess you could, I don't know if the term would be guaranteed, but there's only 5% of genes that lead to expression of specific disorder.
It's environmental. 95 or more, I would say, is environmental. That's what you're saying, right?
Exactly, yeah. And so I'm bringing that up because subconscious is so important because it's sort of holding on. It's sort of like this attic, I guess you could say, of a lot of the
stored stuff
that we had as a child, or even, you know, it's almost like the experiences of our ancestors is kind of encoded into the DNA. And so really what I found helpful with the meditation is it's all about healing that inner child, you know, just listening to, because what I struggled with a lot was also just, curbing a lot of these addictions, whether it was to, you know, sugar or alcohol. And through quantum healing, I don't know if we had a chance to discuss that yet, but with quantum healing, it's really about healing that inner child and looking at a lot of the why rather than the what. You know, why are you sucking down a pint of Ben and Jerry's every night while while pinging on Netflix? It's because a lot of that inner child is still going through some trauma. And so that's really where a lot of the subconscious, you know, the negative subconscious energy can come from. And so that's really what meditation has helped me help me overcome.
Did you have to deal with that inner? Did you have to address that inner child? I only have about a minute left. Did you have to address that inner child in your work?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think.
And what did you do? What did you do?
It was about stepping back, like I said, you know, thinking about our thoughts, and it was just about thinking, you know, why am I doing these things? Why can I not seem to control this proclivity for these things that I know are bad for me? And, you know, it's just about taking a little bit more lenient, a little bit more supportive approach rather than just being punitive, because that can backfire. Taking a little bit more of an understanding and supportive approach, kind of like you would with a child, or your son or your daughter, and just, you know, saying it's okay, I understand, and, you know, we'll get through this.
Communicate, so like, communicating to this thing that it's, like, it's actually there.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't always have to be something so formalized, but I think just it's always about that awareness and just understanding the causation behind that, and not just sort of beating yourself up over, you know, things that you might have done that that you didn't really want to, you know.
Nikhil, we're out of time, buddy. Thank you so much for sharing. Best of luck to you.
Thanks for having me, Ben. That's great.
Have a great evening. Thank you so much. Nikhil Torsikar. And that's a very interesting point, several very interesting points he brings up about attention, about the power of the mind, and also of this whole idea of the subconscious inner child when it comes to how our lives show up from a mental and emotional perspective. That's all the time we have for today, folks. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful, beautiful evening. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We will talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.